Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Friday, October 29th, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. The Machinists Union announced Wednesday that the tentative agreement presented to Continental flight attendants failed to ratify. MEC President Greg Davidovich wrote in his October 27th letter to us, "We have been telling United Management, flight attendants deserve better than delays and management proposals that fail to recognize the contributions flight attendants make to our airline. Today it's clear, flight attendants at Continental Airlines expect better. Our sisters and brothers at Continental have sent a message that they will not settle for mediocrity in their negotiations, and it's time for management at our combined airline to realize we mean business. As we've been saying all along, there is more to a contract than just a modest monetary increase. While improvements to pay are a top priority for flight attendants, make no mistake, they are not the only priority, and we are not willing to sacrifice our work rules, job security, or benefits to pay for an increase in pay that is long overdue. That's concessionary bargaining, and these are not concessionary negotiations. We deserve our due, and Section 6 is the process that will get us there. Throughout our process and continuing with our upcoming town hall meetings, we have asked for your feedback to establish and direct the priorities of our negotiations. Our progress is provided to you each week through our fan update, quarterly negotiations and you mailings sent to your home, and other communication channels. These updates provide complete, comprehensive details of the status of our negotiations, as well as tools to compare our proposals with that of management so that you can always have the most recent and relevant information at your fingertips. Management will undoubtedly continue with their fear tactics and attempt to contrive, divide, and delay to wear us down in an attempt to get us to accept less. We will not allow this to happen, and we will not settle for less than what we are worth. We will stand strong as a unified workforce to gain the increases in pay, work rules, benefits, and legalities that we deserve. Our negotiating committee hits the road this coming week to present a strong voice for our profession town hall meetings throughout the system. The first stop is in Seattle on Tuesday morning, followed by Los Angeles on Wednesday, Denver on Thursday, and concluding the week in Chicago on Friday. The committee will be accompanied by representatives of our United MEC to each of the 14 local councils, and a schedule of dates is available on our website. These meetings will provide an update on the status of our Section 6 negotiations and where we are in the mediation process under the Railway Labor Act and how the process will continue to evolve. Our negotiators will present comparisons of our opening proposal with those sections of United's proposal that we've received so far. United has yet to present full proposals on many of the sections of our contract to our negotiating committee. We will also discuss the merger between United and Continental and what it means for United flight attendants, including union representation, seniority integration, and United's expected timeline for operational integration. We will also review how we are continuing our Section 6 negotiations and must conclude this process before we can later work towards negotiating a single contract, taking the best provisions from each of the individual contracts from United and Continental flight attendants further down the road. At home or on a layover, this is another opportunity you have to meet with our negotiating committee in person, hear a comprehensive update, and ask and have answered any questions you may have. Get the facts. Grab a friend and join us on the road to take a stake in our collective future. Earlier this year, the Department of Transportation, the DOT, granted tentative antitrust immunity to the joint venture proposed between United Continental Airlines and ANA, following the signing of the U.S.-Japan Open Skies Agreement. While contemplating final antitrust immunity approval, the DOT provides for a 21-day period for any interested party to file comments, which AFA-CWA did this past Wednesday. Part of the thought behind the antitrust immunity granted by the DOT on these joint ventures involves the issue of what's called metal neutrality, which is when an airline that jointly markets service is not picky about who actually operates the flight and thus who keeps the lion's share of the revenue. The DOT generally believes that if joint ventures such as the one between United and ANA are kept metal neutral, they will focus on syncing flight schedules, which will benefit a consumer in their eyes, and focus less on who actually flies on whoever's aircraft. While this may be fine for the DOT, it certainly means a great deal to each of us professionally as to which aircraft, and thusly which crew, operates the flights. Our comments filed with the DOT regarding this antitrust immunity fall squarely within the concern of metal neutrality. The antitrust immunity proposal the DOT is considering does not impose a condition that United fly a minimum percentage of the flight subject to the joint venture, leaving how the flying could be allocated unclear. We point out that metal-neutral arrangements can minimize or even eliminate the incentive for an airline to use its own aircraft and in turn can threaten the long-term job security of American aviation workers. In carrying out its mandate to advance the public interest, the DOT must consider the impact of an antitrust application may have on the economic well-being of U.S. airline employees. The DOT is expected to make a decision about antitrust immunity for this joint venture by the end of the year. Primary vacation bidding for 2011 opened today and will close at 0830 November 7th. Bids will be posted by 0830 on November 12th. All times are local domicile time. Our website has a detailed article compiled to assist you in bidding for your vacation. Keep in mind the annual open enrollment process for your 2011 benefits is now ongoing and will remain available through November 24th. The UAL benefits site is easily accessed through the link on the AFA website Useful Sites page or call the United Benefits Service Center at 888-825-0188 to make your selections. After 3 years of trying to work with management on negotiating a contract that adequately reflects the work and the dedication of the flight attendants at AirTran, those flight attendants filed for mediation with the National Mediation Board, the NMB, on Wednesday. In a media release this week, AFA-CWA AirTran President Allison Head explained their frustration with the failure of management to negotiate a contract that adequately reflects the work and dedication flight attendants at AirTran continue to provide to their airline. Similar to our merger situation between United and Continental, the recent announcement by Southwest Airlines of their intent to acquire AirTran does not change the obligation for good faith negotiations with these flight attendants through the Section 6 process. Subsequent to the merger announcement, AirTran management requested an abbreviated list of the flight attendants' greatest concerns in order to expedite negotiations. Management responded with a counterproposal consisting mostly of existing contract language and minimal pay increases, while failing to address the most basic work, duty, and rest provisions. Elsewhere in the industry, APFA is urging their members to write to the NMB and urge the board members to release APFA from mediation with American Airlines. Last week, APFA met with two representatives from the NMB to discuss release from mediation, but the representatives were unable to take action during the meeting. These representatives did agree to take the request before the full NMB board, which President Laura Glading is now requesting here from their membership. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling, and remain informed as we stand strong together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.